Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden, keeping our regular Friday evening appointment. And as we've got a pretty packed programme to get through this evening, straight on with the music. And a touch of the Orientals to start with, as Trevor Bolshaw treats us to a performance of fellow organist Hubert Selby's Festival in Limehouse. Festival in Limehouse, played by Trevor Bolshaw on the Bradford University computer organ up there in Ilkley. Well, still with electronics for item number two, but this time featuring the sounds perhaps rather more commonly associated with today's music machines. Rivian Davis is the organist for the next few minutes on Technics E33 with his own super arrangement of I Can't Get Started. He can, really. Thank you. Rithian Davis on Technics E33, I Can't Get Started. Well, we're off to America now, to be precise, the Byrd Theatre in Richmond, Virginia, to hear one of that country's most renowned theatre organ figures, Dick Liebert, playing the fine 4-manual 17-rank Wurlitzer. One-time resident organist at New York's world-famous Radio City Music Hall, Mr. Liebert never forgot the sound of the Byrd organ, which he'd played in the early days of his career, because, as he used to say, it sounded to him like no other Wurlitzer he'd ever heard. Well, here they are, blending in perfect harmony in this ever-popular number from My Fair Lady, I Could Have Danced All Night. Glorious sound of the Byrd Theatre Wurlitzer in Richmond, Virginia, played by Dick Liebert. The modernistic sounds of the Verzi Galaxy could hardly be more contrasting to that, but they do say that variety is the spice of life, so here's German organ ace Franz Lambert, fingers and feet a mere blur, with Amor Amor and Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Thank you.
Lively and exciting sounds of Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy, Amor Amor and Ghost Riders in the Sky. Well, Peter Hayward's kept very busy most of the time, trotting round the country and demonstrating the wondrous gadgetry of the various models in the Hohner range. Tonight he joins us on the GP98, and this particular tune, as I'm sure you're all aware, is called All of Me. Peter Hayward, the Hohner GP98, and All of Me. This week's personality profile takes a look at the life and work of Vic Hammett, who died almost 10 years ago in December 1974. Vic's first appointment as a cinema organist was at the amazingly early age of 14 at the Palace Theatre in Slough. A year later, he spent a few months at the Plaza Ivor before becoming assistant to Leslie James at Madame Tussaud's cinema in London. Vic had many happy associations with quite a few London organs, but here he is at one of his all-time favourites, the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer and Rockabye Your Baby. Vic Hammett at Tooting. After a short time as resident organist at the Regent Leamington Spa, Vic joined the Shipman and King circuit in 1936 and travelled round all their cinemas, sometimes with his own accordion band known as the Wonder Five. In May 1939, he left Shipman and King to go to Berlin as musical director and organist on Hammond Electronic for a touring review. He was still in Germany when World War II broke out and was held in prison camps for 5 years. In 1945, back in Britain, he joined Gaumont British and became last resident organist at the Regal Edmonton Christie in 1948, from where we hear him now in the company of Pedro the Fisherman.
Thank you.
Vic Hammett at the Regal Edmonton Christie. During the 1950s, Vic entered another side of show business as accompanist and conductor for various touring celebrities, although he continued to make frequent theatre organ broadcasts. He spent quite some time in Australia, New Zealand and America, where his music was always warmly received, in particular his inventive interpretations of well-known standards, like this arrangement of Blue Moon, which is featured on a cassette recently produced by the Cinema Organ Society, recorded during Vic's last ever public appearance at the Granada Clapham Junction. As well as being a very popular organist, Vic also did a lot of arranging, conducting, and composing. And to end this profile, here's his own Horse Box, brilliantly played on the fine Wurlitzer which is now in the Worthing Assembly Hall, but which at the time of this recording was installed in Buckingham Town Hall. Vic Hammett at the Buckingham Town Hall, Wurlitzer and Horse Box. A rather full concert diary coming up for you after we've heard from Brian Rodwell on Hammond Aurora Classic in nautical vein with My Ship. My Ship, from Brian Rodwell on Hammond Aurora Classic. This week's concerts begin tomorrow, the 27th, at 7:30, when Ken Stroud will be playing at the 3J's Gomas Hall. On Sunday the 28th at 10:45, Bob Evenden, Andrew Nix and Doreen Chadwick play for the Theatre Organ Club at the Plaza Stockport, and at 11 o'clock, Keith Beckingham and George Blackmore at the Odeon Leicester Square. At 2:30pm on Sunday, George Foster at the Municipal Hall, Eston, and at 2:45, Byron Jones and Len Rawl at the Thorngate Hall, Gosport. Three concerts at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, featuring Warren Lubich at the Assembly Hall, Worthing, Lloyd Lewis at Abingdon's Abbey Hall, and David Ivory at the Thursford Organ Museum. Finally, Janet Dowsett plays at the Old Windsor Memorial Hall at 7:45. And to round things off for another week, Len Rawl plays music on the BBC Theatre Organ. Thank you. John Miles' music, played by Len Rawl at the BBC Theatre Organ. And that's your lot. Thanks very much for your company. Hope you'll be back with me at 9:15 one week from today. But until then, on behalf of producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and bye-bye.